Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/I'm Mad at Butthole with some relationships and all that good stuff too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's just dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from SweetFun179, who says, "Would I be the arsehole? Stepping down from wedding party after being fired as maid of honor 2 months before the wedding." And of course, comes with an update. "Nearly a year ago, my best friend asked me to be a maid of honor. I was so excited and I said yes and took the task very seriously. I've gone dress shopping with her for a dress and went shopping with her for bridesmaids' dresses as well. I spent hours addressing, saved the dates with her, kept in contact with her bridesmaids about ordering their dresses / planning jewellery and shoes in the colour she wants. I made sure someone could organise her bridal shower because I was out of state for work for 3 months, making sure they understood her wishes for the party. I also personally took the time to look through her decor inspiration and saved items on Amazon list for her to go through so she could look at affordable options she wanted to purchase, which she was very happy about. I also want to note, I have already planned a bachelorette party and just needed to call and finish the booking process completely as we're a little more than a month out. It's being hosted in town and a very chill night as she requested. I travel for work and I turn down multiple jobs so I'll be close for a wedding and events / if she were to need my help planning these last few months. This has resulted in me being out of work for the last 3 months because she was upset I was going to be out of state. There have been no jobs close enough to home that made sense. I'd have to drive back home multiple times during my assignment. But I finally found a job. Hooray! That I literally rearranged my career just to be close by to help her. It was a shock to me to receive a very lengthy text this week telling me she was going to have someone else take over as maid of honor and she was demoting me to bridesmaid because I told her I may not be able to attend the bridal shower due to work. I could only submit a request for the weekend of her wedding off. I would attend rehearsal but maybe not rehearsal dinner because I was under the impression I had to pay for dinner myself and it was at a very expensive restaurant. And because I cannot currently afford to get my nails done the day before the wedding. And I told her I likely won't be attending that event either. Finances are tight with a new house, personal wedding planning and a baby on the way. She also feels I haven't communicated with her enough, even though I check in at least once a month asking if she needs me. I always end these convos with telling her she should reach out if something comes up. Also, apparently my texts don't come off as being excited for her, which makes her mad. I guess she feels like I don't want to be involved at all because of these few things, thus her stripping me of the position after I've done all this work. This text also came right after I asked if we could have a backup learn how to bustle her dress in case my pregnant belly doesn't allow me to bend and squat very well to do it on the wedding day. Apparently, it saddened her that I even asked. She said she needs someone who'll be there for all events physically to support her. I feel pretty bummed and disrespected right now, as if nothing I did mattered. I'm considering stepping down completely after this. Would I be the arsehole doing so? Update: I sent a text last night that outlined essentially everything I've done, listed here in this post, and I expressed how hurt and disrespected I felt. I told her what I felt a maid of honor is and that I felt this wasn't it. That it's all basically transactional and based on what more I could offer her. I also included the fact that she hasn't personally communicated with me much either lately about the wedding or my personal life. I politely let her know I'd be stepping down. Sent over 8 hours ago with no response as of yet. And we do have a full update in just a moment. Now to me, absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. I could totally understand why you feel this way. From what you've said in your post, you've put everything, your own life on hold to be, you know, helpful to her wedding, to be there for her. And she's just totally disregarded all of that. Would I be going too far in this situation to say bridezilla? Because that's the way it feels to me currently. Petty me would even say, I'm phoning that bachelorette party and cancelling that right away. Someone else can deal with that. But you know, Mark, don't be petty now. Come on now. That little devil on my shoulder is sat there flicking my ear holes trying to get me to do it. Don't phone. Don't phone. Should I? But no, if I was you, I wouldn't be attending that wedding after being treated that way. Absolutely not. But we'll cover a couple of comments before that final update, which says, Throwaway says, not the arsehole. It sounds like her long-term memory isn't so great, and you're only worth what you've done for her today. OP comes in with her own comment saying, I want to cry from all these responses. Thank you all so much. I feel validated in my thoughts and my decision. I thought I was maybe being too hormonal and making a rash choice, but this thread helped solidify everything for me. Lurker the Pip says, why should you even attend the wedding at this point? She is basically crapping on all of your contributions and effort. Would it not be best to cut your losses and dump the wedding and friend? Not the arsehole. Tut says, wow, massive not the arsehole. You've gone out of your way for this person who you thought was your best friend, and she pissed all over you when you couldn't put 100% of your own life completely on hold to wait on her hand and foot. You are not the arsehole, and I would seriously reconsider whether this is even a friendship. If it were me, I wouldn't go to the wedding at all. Stropet says, not the arsehole. Tell her you'll make her life a lot easier and bow out from attending full stop. Spend a big day in comfy clothes with a remote control in one hand and a bar of chocolate in the other. Twitchy Digit says, not the arsehole. Your friend is a bridezilla. I don't know what is going on in the world, but I feel very sorry for young women these days who have so little meaning in their lives that they have to make their weddings into some sort of transcendental event. Letcar6520 says, am I the arsehole makes me so grateful for things sometimes like, A, my friends just acted like decent caring friends when they got married and not like being in a wedding was some kind of world critical mission in which everyone had to put their lives on hold for the bride like she's a wartime general commanding troops in a do or die battle. B, that I'm never going to get married. C, that the time of my life where I get asked to be in weddings is now definitely over. Not the arsehole, you've been a great maid of honour. Skipping the bridal shower for work is sad but understandably necessary. Brides don't have the right to expect you to go into debt to get your nails done. What the fuck? What in literal in-person support does she need to go to a bloody nail salon? I was maid of honour for my best friend because I'm her best friend and I'm the person she wanted standing next to her on that day. Not because I ran around like a gopher, acting like her wedding was the only important thing in the universe. If your friend wants to demote you, she's acting like the latter, not the former. And it's weirdly self-absorbed and sad. I wouldn't blame you for not wanting to continue in the bridal party if those are our expectations. Wow. Now, what do you guys make of this one so far? And let's dive in to the update. So the update says, thank you all so much for the kind comments and support. I felt validated in my decision to ultimately step down from the wedding overall. It was good to hear from others and that I wasn't overreacting and being hormonal, lol. The update is kind of boring, but an update nonetheless, because a couple of commenters asked for one. Sorry it took so long. I sent a long text to my friend 2 days after my original post. The text was outlining everything I had done for her and why I felt disrespected in her decision to demote me from maid of honour, so close to the wedding date. I also was sure to tell her that I've lost a lot financially in trying to be a good friend and stay close for a wedding and events like she had wanted. I ended the message telling her, I still want her to enjoy a day, and I don't want it full of any dramas or bitterness. So I felt best that I stepped down from it all. It took 2 full days for her to respond. We went back and forth quite a bit, with her telling me the additional reasons for demoting me were I hadn't been texting her enough and asking her about her personal life. / I wasn't excited enough in my messages about the wedding, etc. Essentially, she felt I was more concerned with my own life currently, pregnancy and finding a job, than I was with her wedding. There were a lot of pity me messages from her and after, reiterating that I no longer wanted to be in the wedding at all. I stopped replying. I haven't heard from her in over 3 weeks. I returned my bridesmaid's dress and I feel so at peace with my decision. I don't think I'll be attending the wedding at all. Thank you all for the well wishes for my pregnancy and baby as well. We found out last week it's a boy. I also start my new job this week, so time to get my finances back on track and try to fix the mess that has been created in that area before baby is here. And I think that is an absolutely wonderful update. I know there's some sad parts that OP's lost a friend, but was that really a friend to begin with, to treat OP this way? And I just find it really nice sometimes, even though it takes like Reddit to do it occasionally, that they realise, you know, this behaviour isn't right and I deserve better than this for everything I've done to help out this person. And not be treated like shit should be the bare minimum. And if you ever do see this OP, as everyone else has pointed out, I wish you well with your baby boy and I hope it all goes fantastic. And I hope your new job goes well too. Anyway, what do you guys make of this one? I know some of you guys have told me your wedding horror stories in the past, and I was about to say I love to see it. I don't love to see, you know, shit going on, drama going on in your lives, but I always find it like interesting situations. Anyway, let me know your thoughts and let's move on to another.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Story. And our next story comes from Didn't Leave Before, who says, am I the asshole for refusing to leave my friend's baby shower just because my ex didn't want her boyfriend to see me? She's not technically an ex since we were never in an actual relationship. I, 26 male, was back home for a few months, almost 2 years ago. We hooked up for, I'd say, 4 months until I flew back out of state for work again. Her and I didn't see each other again until just recently at this baby shower. I guess they became friends through this mum group. My friend has one other kid and they became good friends, so that's why she was also invited. And I was gonna say hi when I saw her there, but she just ignored me. Then that's when I noticed she was there with her boyfriend and their baby, so thought it was better to keep my distance. But she actually approached me like 10 minutes later by the bathroom in the house. She asked me if I could leave because she's with her boyfriend and it's just very awkward with both of us there at the party. But like, I haven't even approached them at all, so why would it be awkward if we don't interact during the party? She wasn't letting it go. She actually told me please and it's complicated. I told her if her boyfriend doesn't know we have a history, then he won't need to because I honestly don't care. All I'm doing is being here celebrating one of my close friends' day, so if she leaves me alone, I'll leave her alone. That didn't end up being the case. They left not even after an hour later. I kept my word though about not going near them, but one of my friends told me her boyfriend saw me and for whatever reason they started arguing. It wasn't subtle either. They went to the front of the house but you could still hear what sounded like them raising their voices at each other. And a few minutes later I saw her walk into my friend, probably telling her bye, but she definitely looked right at me after that like she's super pissed. Everyone at the party was confused after, so they were talking about it for the rest of the time. For the first time in a long time, she texted me since I never changed my number. She told me thanks for ruining her party when all of this could have been avoided. I asked her what could have been avoided, but again, she didn't tell me. She just thinks it's my fault for whatever shit went down. Then after my friends found out, she asked me to leave. They think I'm the asshole for not doing that. The whole party was meant for my friend and it turned into some drama just because I wouldn't leave, even if it was for some unknown reason. I don't know what to think now, or why it was such a big deal that we were at the same party when neither of us even talked at all. Am I the asshole for being the cause of a scene because I denied her request? Now there was two things going through my mind whilst I was reading this one, because you know we're obviously missing the main reason why here, and it was either like jealousy from the boyfriend was getting jealous of the situation, somehow everyone knew about you, that you was the ex, and so boyfriend was jealous. Or, and this one might be a bit dramatic, so bear with, you know, the child, maybe potentially his, OP's I mean, We didn't actually get a mention of the age of the baby. It was just said baby, so I imagine it's quite young. So I guess there may be potential there. I'm not really sure. So let's go to the comments first to see what happens there. Then we'll go to the update. So Torah Potter says, info. How old is her kid and could it possibly be yours? This seems like a huge overreaction for a previous hookup with no issues / commitments to each other. OP reply 10, fuck, you guys really have me scratching my head now with this one. I didn't get to see her much, but I'd probably say under a year old, but definitely not like a newborn. Well, shit, now I'm more lost. Tora Potter replies that saying typical pregnancies are 40 weeks, 9 months. If the kid is also 9 months old, that's a year and a half ago. Depending on when your hookup ended, it's a possibility. You've had no prior contact with a boyfriend. It doesn't make sense for him to be so angry for you just to be in the same room, especially if you guys were avoiding each other. Opie replies saying, I need to talk to her now. Well, first, I could be wrong about how old the kid probably is, but yeah, this is some shit I need to know ASAP. Holy shit, man. Honestly, I really don't know what to think. Zolo Blaze says, not the asshole. If she would have kept her distance, none of this would have happened. You realized and kept your distance, and it was 2 years ago. If you're still stuck on hookup from years ago while in a relationship, there is an issue. And you're also a friend of the host. She has no right to tell you to leave. Opie replies saying she did keep her distance aside from talking to me in private. I don't know what his deal was, but it was the fact that he saw me at the party at all is what set him off apparently. Space Girl says, not the asshole, she made you both be in there an issue. Why'd you have to leave because she felt uncomfortable? So unreasonable. To which Opie replies saying, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one who saw it that way. To which Bridge Runner replies that saying, I think we all see it that way. You're definitely not the asshole, but we definitely are all very curious about why she approached you that way. Like, how can she expect you to be on her wavelength about why she shouldn't be expected to be in the same room as you if she never communicated any situation to you? Theories. 1. She cheated on her boyfriend with you 2 years ago because having a baby with someone within 2 years of seeing you is sort of moving fast, but we did have a pandemic wherein people really move fast in their relationships, so hard to say. But again, how are you supposed to know? 2. The baby is yours, but again, how are you supposed to know? 3. Her boyfriend is abusive and controlling, and for some reason, he knows you two hooked up. Again, how are you supposed to know? Though I suppose it would be hard for her to tell you that. 4. She was actually very into you when you left, it broke her up a lot. And her boyfriend thinks you're some ex that really broke her heart or something. She really is uncomfortable to be there with you. Hope you guys were on the same page about your relationship and you didn't ghost her or anything. Can't your mutual friends give you any clues as to why this happened? They seem to think it was totally reasonable for her to ask you to leave, so they must have some idea. Please update us. And with that information, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update says, damn, I don't know what to say, but everyone really wanted to know what happened. Gonna start off first and say I spoke to my friends whose baby shower it was and to apologize for the drama. I had no idea that was gonna happen. Just so she hears it from me first, like a commenter suggested I do. She had no idea my ex and I had a past, but she told me it was fine. The party was awkward after, but that's on them and she doesn't blame me. It was great to hear because this was meant for her to celebrate her baby. And as her friend, I wanted to be there celebrating with them. So I got all the confirmation from her, plus you guys, that I wasn't the arsehole. Obviously, all of you want to know the answer to the main question, if this baby was my kid or what was their deal after all. We did talk on the phone. She went first and beat me to that topic. Probably read my mind because she started off with telling me that she had something important to talk about after apologizing for blaming me about the party. To sum it up, we agreed to get a paternity test done ASAP because I couldn't handle this curiosity. It was already driving me crazy. He is definitely my kid. I looked at the results a million times since they got back, but she already knew my son was mine. She found out she was pregnant after I left. She didn't want to tell me because when I went back for work, she wasn't told until after I'd already flew back, and that hurt her. Since it seemed like I didn't care much, she was scared I wouldn't be willing to go back and help take care of our kid. This was hard for me to hear. I was actually crying when we talked about it in person. I'm still in shock learning this, but she let me come and meet him a day ago, and it was emotional as fuck. Holding him really got me. He's so damn big already. The whole day I spent it with my son, and we stayed up late talking about how we're gonna do this then. This is new to me, so we're going to go with the flow, but holy fuck, I have a son. That's so crazy, right? Farah's her boyfriend seems like wasn't cheating, at least from what she tells me, and the little bit of info I got from him, which he was pissed about. They weren't exclusive either, but after she got pregnant, he was only willing to be around as long as I wasn't. And obviously, seeing me pissed him off because he thought I was still living out of state. It's a mess right now, but he doesn't want to be around if I am. But my son is my kid. She told me not to worry about their relationship because she wanted to make sure my son had a dad in his life. Even if I got no idea what I'm doing right now, being his dad is what I want to be for him. We already missed on all this time. I'm excited to see him again tomorrow. And someone said underneath that post, watching on sideline says, whoa, you went to a baby shower and got a baby. Congratulations. To which OP replies saying, these party favors are getting more and more creative. Thank you though. All this has been a crazy trip. Since yesterday, I keep looking at all the pictures he sent me of him because I still can't believe I have a kid. Derek says, congrats on the unexpected baby. I bet you're a whirl of emotions right now. OP replies saying, you have no idea. I was anxious just by wondering if this baby is mine. Now that there's actual confirmation that he is, I've got so much going through my mind. I'm happy, sad, scared. Not scared in that I don't want to be his dad, because I do, but scared because he's here, and I have done absolutely nothing to be ready for a baby all of a sudden, and I don't want to fuck it up. Nice Button says, as awful as it is that you found out this way, I'm so glad that you have the opportunity to build a relationship with your son. All the best to you. To which Opie replies saying, it sucks because I would have loved to be there while he was a newborn. Never got to hear his heartbeat the first time, or witness his birth, or be there for the newborn milestones. At least he's still a baby right now, and he can grow up knowing I'm his dad. He's not walking yet, so I will do everything to be there seeing his first steps. And one more from Secure Sky One, who says, awesome to hear OP, but I would consider getting legal advice and some kind of custody agreement. She didn't tell you when she knew the baby was yours, and the boyfriend doesn't want you around. To ensure you're always in the kid's life, I'd want a legal custody agreement. And OP replies saying, we talked about that too, so we agreed to see a lawyer who can help us with stuff like getting on his birth certificate and setting up visitation. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Like OP said, it must be incredibly sad that you missed out on a portion of your child's life like that, but to be back in now, it must be a positive thing for OP. Although, they said they're scared too, which, you know, natural reaction I think, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And once again, a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Don't forget, at the end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there that you can click on and it scroll through all the videos for you. And also, we're on podcasts, many of the main formats, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that sort of stuff. So if videos are not always your thing, you can go over there too, just so you know. Thank you so much, guys, and I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.